感谢你在这里的同在。
Strengthen our hearts with your word.
请用你的话语来坚固我们的心。
Help us to walk out knowing that you are our shepherd.
让我们离开这里聚会的时候是知道你是我们的牧羊人。
Empower your people today.
请你今天来加添我们。
Strengthen this church.
加添这个教会能力。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm always honored that you invite me again. Even though I'm, you know, lacking.
我很荣幸你们又邀请我来到这个地方。
So thank you.
谢谢。
So Psalm 23 is the most well-known and beloved psalm in the Bible.
诗篇23篇是圣经中最有名并且最受人喜爱的一篇诗。
And you know, many of you, I'm sure, have memorized it.
我相信你们很多人其实已经背起来了。
So we will, but at times we need to be strengthened by His Word continuously.
但是有时候呢，我们是要持续不断的被神的话加添能力。
Because we always go through troubles and hardships and difficulties.
我们常常会遇到一些困难痛苦。
So as we meditate, it feeds us at that time in different situations.
当我们默想神的话语的时候，神的话语就在我们有不同情况、不同困难中来帮助我们。
But today, as we may go through hardships, and as some others may go through hardship, let's use this psalm to be strengthened and use it to strengthen other people.
所以当我们今日我们当中有些人可能是我们自己可能是别人在经历一些情况经历一些问题的时候，我们就来用这个诗篇23篇来鼓励来加添自己以及别人能力。
We talked about seven things we can talk about from this psalm.
我想说从这诗篇23篇当中讲到七件事。
And your notes are in the bulletin.
有周报里面有讲到笔记。
First thing we can learn is we can learn how to live our daily lives in Christ from this psalm.
第一件事是在诗篇二十三中，我们可以学习到怎样过我们每天日常的生活。
Oh, you have the PowerPoint. That's great.
很棒，我们有 PowerPoint.
Okay. Every day. We can learn from this psalm every day how we can live in Jesus Christ.
每一天从诗篇二十三篇，我们都可以学习如何在耶稣基督里面过生活。
Well, where does it talk about Jesus Christ?
那你看诗篇二十三篇到底是哪里有讲到耶稣呢？
Well, Psalm 23 is between Psalm 22 and Psalm 24.
那你要知道诗篇二十三篇是在诗篇二十二篇还有二十四篇之中中间的。
If you didn't know.Psalm 23 is between 24 and 22 is about a suffering servant that is Jesus Christ.
你可能不知道诗篇二十三篇是在二十二和二十四篇之中。那诗篇二十二篇是讲到耶稣他是如何以仆人的身份来受痛苦。
It's a very famous psalm about how David saw Jesus Christ coming, and it's about suffering servant.
诗篇二十二篇非常有名一个诗篇，也是有关大卫他如何看到预先看到了耶稣是如何的来到这里为我们受痛苦。
What is chapter 24 about?
那诗篇二十四篇是在讲什么呢？
It's about King that is coming, King of glory that is coming.
是在讲到一个将要来的一个荣耀君王。
So 22 is aboutsuffering Jesus Christ, and 24 is about conquering King that is coming.
诗篇二十二篇是讲到耶稣他一个仆人一个受苦的一个身份来到，那诗篇二十四篇是讲到他将来要一个蛮有荣耀的一个征服者来到。
So 22 is about the first coming of Jesus Christ, 24 is about second coming of Jesus Christ.
诗篇二十二篇是关于耶稣的第一次为我们降生在世上受苦，第二次诗篇二十四篇是讲到耶稣的第二次再来。
And that's where we live between the first and second coming of Jesus Christ.
那我们现在所活在的世代，就是耶稣第一次再来和第一次为我们来和第二次再来的中间。
So 23 teaches us how to live between when we first met Christ and when we will see Him face to face.
所以诗篇二十三篇就在教导我们，我们在 从我们开始认识耶稣基督，直到他再来之当中，我们要如何的在耶稣里面的过生活。
First, Jesus that we saw was Jesus who is suffering on the cross as a servant for us.
耶稣第一次来到世上，是以一个仆人的身份为我们受痛苦，为我们受死。
Is he doing good job?
他是翻得好吗？
Very good, I think. So when we, all of us were born again when we first saw Jesus of the cross.
每个人，当我们相信耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，我们看到耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，我们就可以重生。
All of us were born spiritually born in the same place at the foot of the cross.
我们每个人都是在同一个地方重生的，就是在耶稣基督受死的十字架下。
But after we become Christian, people think that some people think that there is everything will be better when we meet Christ and there will be no suffering in our lives.
但是当我们成为基督徒之后，有些人会以为说，好像信主了就不再会有痛苦。
But life is filled with hardships and difficulties and suffering.
但其实生命中是充满着各样的苦难和问题。
Life is between suffering and glory.
生命是在痛苦、受苦还有荣耀之间的。
And we live in between salvation in Jesus Christ and glory of Jesus Christ that is coming.
并且我们现在生活就是活在我们被耶稣拯救以及耶稣将来要来领我们到那荣耀的之中。
So chapter 23 teaches how to live in between.
所以再一次，诗篇二十三篇教导我们如何在这当中过生活。
That the Lord is our shepherd，
告诉我们说，主是我们的牧者。
So rest of the chapters, we will learn how to live in this life。
接下来这个诗篇就会继续教导我们如何在我们生命中过生活。
So second thing，
第二点。
We are absolutely helpless and hopeless apart from the caring protection of God.
离开了神的看护，我们就是无助并且没有盼望的。
This psalm is saying, while we live in between the first moment of salvation and our death or coming of Christ, we are like sheep and Lord is our shepherd.
这诗篇二十三篇是在跟我们讲。自从我们得救那一刹那，直到我们可能被主接走，或者是耶稣基督再来的中间，神是主是如此的，如何的当我们的牧羊人。
God's name is mentioned as Lord.
在这里，神是被称为主。
Now, what does it mean by Lord? It's a specific name.
主是什么意思？其实它是一个很具体的名字。
It was given to Moses when Moses encountered God in Exodus chapter 3.
其实是在出埃及记第三章的时候，神特别跟摩西显明他这个主的名字。
And he said, God, if I go to my people to rescue them, what if they don't believe me? Which God sent you?
摩西说：“神啊，如果我就直接去跟我的百姓讲这些事情，他们凭什么来相信我？我要怎样来证明是你差遣我的
？”And God has given this name, Lord Yahweh has sent you.
那神就给他这一个。记号就是神的名字主亚威。
亚威 means I am who I am.
亚威就是我是自由拥有的。
That means he always existed.
代表说神他自由拥有，一直以来都存在。
Nobody created him.
没有人是创造神的。
So he was there ever since the beginning. He will always.Exist.
神是起初就在，也会永远存在。
So he is different than anything else, anyone else.
所以神是跟任何其他事物完全不一样的。
Because anything and everyone is created.
因为任何事物、任何人都是受造的。
Only God himself exists by himself.
只有神自己是自由、自己存在的。
That's why he's different than anyone else.
那就是为什么他和任何人都不一样。
And that's what holy means when we say holy.
那其实这就是圣洁。那我们说 holy 的意思
，What is holy in
圣洁？
圣洁
，Yes、
oh.。圣洁 is not just sinlessness; it means only, but it also means he's separate, he's totally different being.
圣洁这个字不仅代表说是没有罪，它也代表是和其他人完完全全的不一样。
Because he's the only one that's created. Oh, he's the only one that's a creator. Everything else is created.
因为唯有他是创造主，其他的都是受创造的。
And this Bible is saying he's the only one who's creator who deserves any praise that exists in this world.
所以圣经就教导我们，只有他，唯有他是那位配得所有赞美的神。
And everything, no one else deserves praise in this world.
在这世上除神之外没有人配得赞美。
And when we say shepherd, that Lord is our shepherd.
当我们讲到牧羊人，牧者，主是我们的牧者。
And shepherd was at that time the lowest class of being.
其实当时牧羊人在当时是算是最低的社会阶层。
Even at home, you know, the youngest child becomes a shepherd.
甚至在一户人家中，最年轻的孩子会做牧羊人。
They were the poorest people.
他们是最穷的。
It was the easiest job.
也是最容易的工作。
And this Bible is saying the Lord is our shepherd.
圣经说主是我们的牧者。
The greatest being in this universe have chosen to take care of us, and we are a sheep.
这世界上创造这宇宙万物的创造者，他竟然愿意来。带领我们来照顾我们
，and we are his sheep.
我们是他的羊群。
Sheep was very stupid animals.
羊是一种很笨的动物。
We have to understand many things about sheep.
我们需要了解很多有关羊的事情。
You know, when dogs get lost, they can find home.
所以当狗狗迷路的时候，他们可以找回家的路。
Sheep are so stupid.They cannot even find home.
那羊呢？因为太笨了，所以没有办法找回家的路。
And they can eat just about anything.
并且他们什么都吃。
So if you leave them alone, they eat all the grass.
所以如果你不注意他们的话，他们就会把全部的草都吃掉。
And they cannot stop eating.
不能停。
That's why shepherd many times had to lie them down so that they will stop eating.
那是为什么有时候牧羊人要把他们，翻倒，让他们躺下，所以他们才不会继续吃。
And that they would always eat all kinds of food, all kinds of water, dirty water.
并且这些羊群会吃各式各样的食物，各种样的水，就算水是脏的。
Often they would drink water, puddle of water filled with urine.
就算是有些那个水有尿液在里面，他们还是会给他喝。
Manure.
有牛粪在里面还是会喝。
They would eat and drink anything, and they get sick because parasites get into them and they catch disease.
也是他们羊群乱吃东西，所以有时候他们会有寄生虫在他们里面。
And they cannot even stop eating.
他们既然甚至如此，他们还是不会停止乱吃。
But human beings are just like that.
但其实有时候人类也是就像那样。
We eat filthy things in our mind and in our hearts.
在我们的心思意念，我们的心中，我们也是吃了一些脏的东西。
And even the good things we cannot stop eating.
就算是些好的东西，我们也是不能停止吃。
We are beings of addicts. We are addicts.
我们其实是上瘾的人，很容易上瘾的人。
That's why you can see that in this passage, God has to be our shepherd because we need Him.
但是为什么在这里我们看到？主是我们的牧者，因为我们需要他。
That's why this passage says we are absolutely helpless and hopeless apart from the caring protection of God.
那是为什么这里教导我们说，若是你离开神的看顾，我们就是无助并且没有盼望的。
Let's learn the third principle.
那我们来看第三个原则。
We are to view our lives with realistic expectation of green pastures and death valleys.
我们必须要清楚看到，我们生活中会有青草地。也会有死荫的幽谷。
Verse 2 says, He makes me lie down in green pastures.
第二节说，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
But verse 4 says, I can walk through the valley of shadow of death.
但是第四节却说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
So this passage says, it seems like God is leading us to both green pastures and valleys of shadow of death.
所以这里告诉我们，神他会引领我们走过青草地上，也会引领我们走过死荫的幽谷。
So life is filled with green pastures and valley of the shadow of death.
也就是说，我们生活中是有青草地，也有死荫的幽谷。
Some people become pessimistic when they face suffering in life.
有些人当他们生活中遇到痛苦的时候，他们会很悲观。
Oh, life is filled with valleys of shadow of death.
他们说啊，生命中都是死荫的幽谷。
Some people become too optimistic.After they become Christian, thinking, "Oh, God is our shepherd, so we only have green pastures in our lives."
有些人在成为基督徒之后变得太乐观了，想说啊，既然神是我们的牧羊人，我们一定都只是有青草地而已。
But the Bible is not only pessimistic or optimistic only, but realistic.
但是圣经既不是悲观，也不是乐观，圣经是讲述现实的情形。
It's both filled with green pastures and the valleys of shadow of death.
就是说，我们生命中有青草地，也有死荫的幽谷。
God provides for us, so He will lead us to the comfort and security of green pastures.
并且神他为我们预备来带领我们进到这青草地的舒适。
But also, life is filled with valleys of shadow of death.
但是同样的，生命还是有着各样的死荫的幽谷。
Marriage is kind of like that, isn't it?
其实婚姻有时候就是像这样，对不对？
A lot of young people have romantic view of marriage.
很多年轻人对婚姻有一个很罗曼蒂克的幻想。
Unrealistic picture of love.
很不切实际对于爱情的观念。
Young people think marriage is green pastures.
年轻人很多以为婚姻就是青草地。
Waterfalls,
瀑布，
瀑布，
瀑布。
And deer walking by the water.
在水旁边有鹿。
Oh, that's what marriage is.
有些人都觉得哦，婚姻就是这样的美好。
But even marriage is not only with green pastures, but valleys of shadow of death.
但其实婚姻不只有青草地，也有死荫的幽谷。
You have hardships and difficulties. You have great times as well.
在婚姻里面也是有很多困难，很多受苦，
but,
也是有好的事情。
But we have to see, well, then why does He lead us to the valleys of shadow of death?
所以我们就来看，为什么神要带领我们走过死荫的幽谷？
The answer is in verse 4.
答案就在第四节里面。
It says, "Though I walk through the valleys of shadow of death."
他说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
Does it say through?
Kind of, yes, kind of. 行过。
行过, what is that?
行 means to pass or to
okay,
walk. 过
okay,
means through.
Good. That's, they capture the sense.
他们有把这个意义讲得清楚。
So this passage is saying, you are not led to the valleys of shadow of death.
所以他这里讲的是，你并不是受到神的带领，你要走进去这个死荫的幽谷。
But through the valleys of shadow of death.
乃是行过死荫的幽谷。
So valleys of shadow of death is not our destination.
所以死荫的幽谷并不是我们的终点。
It's only a path.
只是一个经过的一个地方。
Because only when you go through the valleys of shadow of death, you will be led to the green pasture.
因为你必须要先经过死荫的幽谷，你才可以被带领进去这美好的草地上。
But so many of us become discouraged because we think our suffering, our valleys of shadow of death is our destination.
但是我们很多人会很挫折，因为觉得说好像死荫的幽谷是我们的终点。
Why God?
神啊，为什么？
And you think you're going to remain there.
你以为你觉得你会一直留在死荫幽谷当中。
And that's all you're going to have in your life.
你觉得死荫幽谷就是你一生的写照。
You cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel.
你没有办法看到你前面的希望。
You think you're going to be in the cave forever.
你觉得你会在这洞穴中永永远远。
But what does this verse say?
但是这一节告诉我们什么呢？
It says through the valleys of shadow of death.
他说行过死荫的幽谷。
Our suffering, hardships and difficulties are not our destination but our path.
我们的受苦困难并不是我们的终点目标， 而是我们经过的一条路而已。
We will get to the green pasture.
我们会到这青草地上的。
If not in this life,
就算不是在今生
，but in the next life，
在永生里面也会。
This world is only a path.
因为这个世界只是一个旅程，只是一条路。
But we will be led to the blessedness forever.
得救进入永生之后，就是进到了这永永远远的福分。
But even every day.
只是甚至我们每一天当中
as you go through the hard times in your life,
当我们经历到生命中的困难
as you pray,
当你祷告
as you read the scripture,
当你读经
he will provide what you need,
他会供应你所需的
so that you can walk through the valleys of shadow of death,
让你能够经过行过死荫的幽谷
Amen. Number four. What is it now? Number four?Number four.
第四点。
We can see that God is greater than our problems and our enemies.
我们可以看见，知道说我们的神比我们的能力还有我们的敌人更伟大、更高。
So that's what verse 4 says.
第四节就是如此的跟我们讲。
So the reality is there is also evil and there is God.
现实生活中事实上是有神也有仇敌邪恶的仇敌。
It says, I will fear no evil, but you are with me.
他说我不怕遭害因为你与我同在。
So both evil,
这些灾害，这那个邪恶
，evil circumstances，
邪恶的情况
，evil people，
邪恶的人
，present in life，
在人在生命当中
，but also God is with us，
但是神同在也在我们生命当中与我们同在。
So in David's mind, there is presence of evil and presence of God at the same time。
所以在大卫的思想中，这世界上有神的同在，只是也有邪恶的势力。
This is a constant reality.
这就是我们活在的现实生活中。
But according to David, God is greater than the circumstances.
但是根据大卫，神是远超过我们。
God is greater than the evil.
神是超过我们所遇见的邪恶势力。
Because it says, "I will fear no evil, even though it's there. I will fear no evil."Because you, God, is with me.
因为这里说，我也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
So know that God is with you.
你要知道神是与你同在的。
Even though you have hard times and difficult times.
尽管你生命中会遇到困难的时候。
He is greater than existing evil or evil beings.
因为神是远超过邪恶的势力，还有人的势力。
So in light of this incredible truth, what perspective should we have in life?
所以若了解这个很不可思议的真理，我们对生命有什么样的了解呢？
Let's go to number five.
那么来看第五点。
We need to understand that life is a war.
我们要明白生命是一个征战。
And verse five says this.
第五节这样说。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
Some people, there's commentators for this psalm argues whether the shepherd sheep and shepherd picture parable continues or now it changes to the king who rewards the victor of the war.
那有些解经家他们对诗篇二十三篇就有一个争论，就是说到第五节讲到在我敌人面前你为我摆设筵席的时候，这个诗篇还是在讲耶和华是我们的牧者这件事吗？还是已经讲到神是我们的君王，并且他会赏赐给那在这征战中的得胜者呢？
Because it is true at times that shepherds would put sheep on the table so that they can kill all the pestilences in their body.
其实有时候呢，牧羊人他们会把羊放到桌上， 来尝试杀死这个羊身上的一些病菌。
They would use oil to do that.
他们会用膏来膏这些羊。
But either way, it's talking about the presence of God.
那不论是在讲
helping us either as a sheep or rewarding us as soldiers.
但不论是解经家是怎样解释，无论是说是也是要牧羊人来膏这个羊，还是说是这个以君王的身份来奖赏这得胜者，无论怎样，都是在讲神还是与我们同在的。
My personal belief is not verse 1 through 4 is about shepherd, and verse 5 is about king, God as our king.
我自己的看法，我是不认为说到第五节神的身份就。从牧羊人变成了君王，我是不这样看法。
Because of chapter 22 and chapter 24.
我之所以有这样的看法，是因着诗篇22篇还有24篇。
Chapter 22, suffering servant who dies as a shepherd.
诗篇22篇在讲到耶稣以仆人的身份为我们受苦，为我们死。
And then chapter 24 is about conquering king who rewards us.
那诗篇24篇就是讲述了耶稣以着这个征服者的君王来奖赏我们。
And I can see David mixing the picture in this psalm.
我可以看到大卫把这两个影像都这两个样式都放在诗篇二十三篇中。
So what is the point here in verse 5?
所以诗篇二十三篇的第五节的重点到底是什
么？ You prepare a reward table, banquet table.In the presence of my enemies,
他说在我敌人面前，你为我摆设了筵席。
And you anoint my head with victor's oil.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
And it says my cup overflows.
说我的福杯，我的杯满溢。
Incredible overflowing of blessings of the king.
非常不可思议，从这君来自神我们的君王的祝福的满溢。
But this verse says there are enemies in life.
真是这一节同样告诉我们生命中有敌人。
Meaning, if you think about verse 1 through 4, all the green pastures and blessings of life, is not in a comfort zone, but in a war zone.
也就是说你刚刚从第一节到第四节看到的这些生命中的祝福，并不是在一个很舒适的情况下享用、享受的。其实是在一个战争的地方。
This psalm is saying, once we become Christian, either until we die or until Jesus Christ comes, life is war.
就是说生命是一个征战，我们是在像战场当中，当我们得救那一刹那，直到我们被主接走，或者是主耶稣基督再来。
Of course, Satan is working.
当然撒旦魔鬼在这世界上是一直做工的。
And Satan has sinful system in this world.
并且撒旦在这世界中有创造出罪恶的系统。
Are we not part of that?
我们难道没有受到罪恶的撒旦魔鬼的影响吗？
The Bible says we have two natures inside of us.
是有的，因为圣经说我们每个人都有两个本性。
We have Holy Spirit's nature, Holy Spirit's desires.
我们有属灵、属圣灵的本性、属圣灵的渴慕。
But we still have sin nature and sinful desires.
只是我们还是有罪性，有属罪的渴望。
And sinful, selfish, worldly thinking.
我们也有属罪恶的以及属世界的思想。
And Satan can always use that.
这些东西，撒旦魔鬼有时候都会利用。
Remember, Peter was a believer.
记得彼得是一个信主信徒。
When Jesus said, "I'm going to go to the cross,"
当耶稣说我要去被钉十字架了
，Peter says, "No, no, don't go to the cross, never."
彼得说绝对不会，你绝对不要。
Oh, there's a TV right here. I didn't see that. Oh, it was so high, I couldn't see.
这有个 TV， 我的。
Oh, that's great.
我的东西挡住，我刚刚没有看到。
Peter, yes. Thank you. Peter said, "Don't go to the cross." And Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan."
彼得就跟耶稣说，你绝对不可以去钉十字架。耶稣就说，离我而去，撒旦。
It wasn't that like a exorcist or movies like that, that Peter's head is turning, get behind me, Satan, like he was demon possessed.
这并不是像一些赶鬼的一些电影里面，那个人的脸变得很可怕。
And Jesus is saying to Peter, get behind me, Satan, because he's possessed or something like that.
也不是说因为彼得被鬼附了，所以耶稣才叫他撒旦离我而去。
But whenever we operate in the worldly thinking, selfish thinking, not for the glory of Christ, we can be part of the world and we can be used by Satan to cause other people to sin and not love Christ.
而是说当我们心中有属世、有自私属世界的思想的时候，我们就容易被撒旦魔鬼来利用。
Life is war.
生命是一个征战。
And there's war within our hearts.
我们心中也是有我们两个属灵的还有属肉体的。
We need to always fight with repentance.
我们一持续的征战，持续的悔改。
We need to fight with the biblical thinking.
我们必须要持续的以圣经的观念来征战。
Not our selfish thinking.
并不是用我们自私自己的观念。
Always for the glory of Jesus Christ.
总是要为耶稣基督的荣耀而活。
Because life is a war.
因为生命是一个征战。
There are enemies in life.
生命中有很多敌人。
Trying to get our hearts away from Christ.
敌人尝试让我们的心远离神，远离耶稣基督。
Some people think, "Oh, my enemy is that person in the church."
有些人说，哦，我的敌人就是在教会的某某某。
My enemy is my husband.
我的敌人就是我的丈夫。
My enemy is the second child.
我敌人就是我的第二个孩子。
Well, my enemy is my professor.
我敌人就是我的教授。
You think your enemy is someone you don't like.
你会以为，有时候你会以为说你的敌人就是你生命中你不喜欢的那一位。
Your enemy is not someone you don't like.
其实不是。
Your enemy is your sin desire that reacts sinfully whenever people bother you.
其实你的敌人就是你里面那属肉体的那属罪恶的本性，就是当人家好像干扰到你的时候，你的肉体的反应，那才是你的敌人。
It doesn't matter what your husband does.
不论你的丈夫是怎样。
Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what your wife does.
不论如何你的太太是怎样。
It doesn't matter what your child does.
不论如何你的孩子是怎样。
You can still love them with the love of Jesus Christ.
你还是可以以耶稣基督的爱来爱他们。
Because your thinking will say, don't go to the cross.
因为有时候你的思想会说，哦，不要去十字架。
Don't deny yourself and love people.
有时候你的思想会说，哦，不要舍己，不要去爱人。
There's at that moment there's war within.
在那个时候你里面的罪性还有顺服圣灵的坐在征战。
But we can still love in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们依然可以奉耶稣基督的名来爱。
But there will be always war in life.
但是生命中仍然是有很多征战。
But he will always guide us, lead us to the path of righteousness.
但是他总是会来带领我们。
How does he do that?
还带领我们到公义
的道路上。Verse 4 says, "Your rod and your staff they comfort me."
神如何带领我们到公义的路上呢？第四节说
，Rod is instrument of authority.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。杖是一个代表的全能。
Staff is the instrument of guidance.
竿代表着是一个用来带领的器具。
So rod through rod, God says no.
所以透过神的杖代表全能
Through the staff he says yes
透过他的竿代表带领他说可以是
So our God guides us through his word no's and yes's of the Bible
所以透过圣经的不要做这个不要做个 OK 要做这个做这个神带领我们
And Holy Spirit helps us to say no to sin and yes to the glory of Christ
用圣灵来帮助我们让我们向罪说不向圣灵的带领
so that we can win the victory in Jesus Christ
所以我们才可以在耶稣基督里得到胜利
so that he will be honored and glorified
所以耶稣基督才可以得着荣耀
let's go to the sixth point
我们来看第六点
we have the good shepherd as our shepherd forever
我们有一位好牧人牧养我们直到永远
though life is filled with green pastures and valleys
生命中充满着青草地，还有死荫的幽谷。
Though life is filled with enemies as well,
虽然我们生命中也是有很多敌人。
We always have the good shepherd as our savior forever.
纵然如此，我们这位好的牧羊人是永远是我们的牧羊人。
So, what verse 6 says.
来看第六节。
Yeah. Oh, keep going. One more. Yeah.We have a good shepherd, a shepherd forever.
我们有位好牧人，牧养我们直到永远。
Verse 6,
第六节。
Okay. One more. Okay. Anyway, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Goodness and mercy, surely goodness and mercy is a covenant word of God.
这恩惠慈爱是神在立约的时候会用的词。
It's talking about his faithful love.
讲到神信实的爱。
His loyal love.
神忠诚的爱。
His never-ending love.
神永不改变永不结束的爱。
And it says that love will follow me.
所以说那样的慈爱会随着我。
So when we say follow me, we think it's think about a dog that's kind of following you.
每当我们想到随着人家走，想到一只狗狗随着人家走。
A little kid that's following you.
或者一个小孩子跟着你走。
But the follow means pursue, active pursue.
但其实这个这里的随着是指追随，是很主动的追随。
So his goodness and mercy will pursue after you all the days of my life, our lives.
所以他恩惠慈爱会一生一世里追随我们。
To take care of us.
来照顾我们。
To love us.
来爱我们。
We think when we pray, God is way up there. We are praying to God so that we can twist his arm to answer us.
有时候我们想说，哦，神，我们在祷告说，神是好远好远，我们要很努力来抓住他的手。
Some of you think God is so far away.
有时候我们想神是离我们如此的远。
But this Bible says, God is not far away from you, you are far away from God.
但是这个圣经说，其实神离我们每个人都不远，乃是我们自己离神远。
He pursues after us.
其实神是追随着我们。
He's not the one who's distant away from us, we are the ones that run away from God.
并不是神离我们远，而是我们自己远离神。
With his good intention.
有的神他对我们的美好心意。
He's pursuing after us.
他是一直的追随我们的。
I think about moms.
这让我想到母亲们。
That feeds the children.
喂小孩子的母亲。
You know, hardest thing for young mom is when kids don't eat.
这对于母亲们一个很难的问题。
They don't want to eat.
这当他们的小孩子不肯吃饭。所以他们要怎么做？
Trying to feed them.
尝试要来喂他们。
And kids are running away.
小孩子跑来跑去。
And you, moms with a spoon trying to feed them.
妈妈拿着汤匙一直
去喂他们。Put them in the corner.
把他们逼到角落。
Grabs his nose.
抓住他的鼻子。
Why?
为什么？
If you cannot breathe, you gotta open the mouth.
因为如果你不能呼吸，你一定要张开口。
Then you put the food in.
会把食物放到他嘴巴里。
It seems like that's the picture of God.
有时候我们会感觉神对我们就是像这样。
We are the one that's running away from God.
我们就是那一群远离神的人。
He's the one who pursues after us.
他乃是那一位追随我们的神。
Never think you are alone.
总不要觉得你是孤独的。
He's always pursuing after you.
因为他总是追随着你。
During the Jewish culture, you know that phrase about lost sheep, sheep that is lost.
在犹太人的文化里，你知道他们有讲一个词
，Often sheep get lost，
就是迷失的羔羊，因为羊常常会走迷失。
Why?
为什么
？Because they're stupid，
因为他们很笨
，and they just want to eat，
他们只想吃。
So when they would eat and get lost，
他们不停的吃，不知不觉都走迷失了。
And often they get lost somewhere，
他们都走迷，不晓得在哪里了。
And the sheep's guiding all these sheep，shepherd is guiding all these sheep。
那当着牧羊人一直的带领这一群羊
，and as they go into the fold，
当他们在进到这个羊圈里面，这个牧羊人就会数
one，
一
，two，
二
，three，
三
，99，
99
，one missing，
怎么有一只不见了
？He knows them by name，
真牧羊人知道
he names all of them?
知道这些羊的名字，他数算这些羊。
But Dobby is missing. Where's Dobby?
Dobby 不见了。Dobby 跑去哪里了
？Dobby, where's Dobby?
Dobby 跑去哪里了
？So he leaves 99.
所以他都先暂时离开这九十九只。
Where's Dobby? Dobby
去找 Dobby. Dobby 你在哪里
？And Dobby has been eating.
Dobby 其实一直在还在吃东西
，drinking all this urine water and manure water.
一直在喝这些有受到尿液马粪污染的水。
He's full.
吃很饱了 ，Dobby 吃很饱了。
So somewhere over here in the hill, he lies down.
所以看到之后在。山丘那边就看到 Dobby 躺在那里。
Since their stomach is so full, they roll over and with their legs towards up.
因为 Dobby 吃太饱了，所以他是躺着赤脚朝天那样的躺着。
And sheep cannot get up by themselves like that.
那样的情况下，那个羊是没有办法自己站起来。
And there's a scorching sun of Palestinian area.
在那个巴基斯坦那里有那个太阳很
热。So with his legs up, he can't get up.
他是有四脚朝天，没有办法自己站起来。
And gas is built up in the stomach.
哦，在他的肚子里面那个。
And their legs are paralyzed.
胃的气又一直增加，他的脚又开始瘫痪，不能动。
Soon they are going to die because of the scorching sun, and they can't, you know, gas is built up in their stomach.
很快，他这个胃里面的胀气一直增加。这羊在这样的太阳猛烈的情况下，这样很快就会死。
And of course they cry.
这当然，这羊就会哭。
Shepherd, where are you, man?
说牧羊人，你在哪里
？Only hope is the pursuing love of the shepherd.
那这时候唯一的盼望，唯一的希望，就是这位牧羊人的追随的爱。Dobby, 你在哪
？Dobby，
声音变得很微弱。
You barely hear Dobby.
这几乎听不到 Dobby 的声音了。
But shepherd knows the sheep by name.
但是我们的牧羊人知道我们
Shepherds knows the sound of the sheep.
他认识我们每一位，认识我们的名字。
And sheep hears the voice of the shepherd.
他认得出来我们的声音，我们也认得出来牧羊人的声音。
That's my shepherd.
这是我的牧羊人。Man.
And when shepherd hears the sheep, he runs.
那当这牧羊人听到这个羊的声音，他就朝着这羊跑，说：“你去了哪里？”
I've lost you.
哦，我找不到你了。
He cannot get up by himself.
这羊没有办法自己站起来。
He cannot walk by himself.
没有办法走路。
Because his legs are paralyzed.
因为他的脚已经瘫痪
了。So he has them by his shoulder.
所以牧羊人就把这个羊背起来在肩上，带他回家。
But he rubs the legs so that legs can be restored.
并且他他磨这个羊的脚，让他的脚可以得到恢复。
And that's what it means by he restores my soul.
那这是为什么这里说他使我的灵魂苏醒。就是他恢复我的灵魂。
And that's what he does with us.
神也是如此的
对待我们。He pursues after us.
他不停地追随我们。
When we are lost.
当我们迷失时。
And we get lost every day.
其实我们每一天都会迷失。
Different times we sin.
在每一天不同的时段我们会犯罪。我们会为我们自己而活。
But he can restore us daily.
真是他可以每日来恢复我们。
Always run to the cross.
总是要到十字架面前。
Be forgiven.
要来得神的赦免。
He will restore your soul.
神就会使你的灵魂苏醒，或他会恢复你的灵魂。
So that we can be strengthened.
来叫我们得着力量。
So that we can live for His righteousness.
所以我们才可以为神的义而活。
And He's going to use us.
并且神就会使用我们。
To find many other lost dopeys in our lives.
来寻找我们生命中这些迷失的兜比们。
We are sheep many times that are lost.
我们时常是迷失的羊群们。
But also he uses us as shepherds as we seek for others to find them.
但同样的，他也可以来使用我们，当我们去找其他迷失
的羊。But the Lord is our shepherd.
但是神是我们的牧羊人。
Now and forevermore.
从现今直到永永远远。
And he will always restore us.
他永远的会来恢复我们。
Last thing.
最后一点
We can live in reality of his personal shepherding of us.
我们可以住在他天天亲没有天天我们可以住在他亲自来牧养我们的现实当中
And just reading verses 1 through 6
我们刚刚看的第一到第六节
Think about how many first person pronoun is there.
我们看到有多少个我我我
The Lord is my shepherd.
或者是我的神是我的牧者
my shepherd.
我的
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上
He leads me beside still waters.
领我在河岸歇的水边
He restores my soul.
使我的灵魂苏醒
He leads me in the path of righteousness.
为自己的名引导我走义路
Verse 4 I will fear no evil.
第四节我虽然行恶所行我也不怕遭害
You are with me.
因为你与我同在
And your rod and your staff they comfort me.
你的杖你的竿都安慰我
And you anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
And your goodness and mercy will follow me.
一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
So verse 1 is personal relationship.
是第一点，就是有个人亲密的
关系。Verse 2 is personal provision.
第二节讲到
Verse 3 personal restoration he restores
美好的
工
第三节灵魂苏醒
personal protection verse 4
第四节个人的看护
Verse 5 is personal reward
第五节个人的恩典祝福或奖赏
Verse 6 is personal resolution
第六节讲到个人的决心
Now I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever
因为第六节讲到我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远
We need to personalize this psalm
我们必须要让这一篇诗篇很个人化
so that we will always be strengthened
所以我们才可以从其中支取能力
and restored in our soul
让我们的灵魂得着恢复
just one more thing
最后一点
first three verses is he third person pronoun
在第一二三节他这里用第三人称
he makes me lie down
他使我躺卧在青草地上
He leads me
他领我
He restores my soul
他使我灵魂苏醒
But verse 4 and 5 He suddenly says to God you
但从第四第五节他转为第二人称
Second person pronoun
他说你
Why?
为什么
Because in verse 4 and 5 He's going through the valleys of shadow death
因为在第四第五节的时候他正在经过这死荫的幽谷
So even though it is he,
so 所以虽然还是他
when he's going through personal struggles, hardships, difficulties,
当大卫他自己亲自的经历这些困难的时候
God becomes personal you,
神就变成他的个人的神，所以他就说你。
There are times that we need to declare him. God is like this. Tell others about him.
有时候我们是要像这样说。哦，神是这样的神，我们来宣讲神。
But at times he needs to become you. We need to pray. We need to have personal relationship with God.
但是有时候我们要跟神有个人的亲密，说、哦、是你是我的神。当你在跟神祷告时
，And when you have personal relationship with God，
当你和神有个人的亲密的关系时
，Then you can declare his name to other people. He。
你就可以向着人家来宣扬主说他
When you have personal relationship with God
当你的神有一个个人的亲密的关系
He fills you with oil
他就会用油来充满你
He fills you with power
用能力来充满你
And then your cup will overflow
你的杯就会满溢
So receive God's blessings today
所以今天让我们来领受神的祝福
Then when you go home
所以当你回家的时候
to your spouse,
到你的爱人的时候
to your children,
到你的、子女的时候
when you go to your classrooms,
回到你的教室
when you go to your work,
到你的工作场合
you will overflow,
你的福杯可以满溢
with the blessings of God,
因着神的祝福福杯满溢
and love of Christ,
因着耶稣基督的爱
do not doubt of his presence,
不要怀疑神的同在。
Doubt is letting circumstances come between you and God.
当你怀疑，你是在允许你生命中各样情况 阻碍你,
but faith is putting God between you and circumstances.
但是怀疑是把事情放在我们和神之间, 但是信心却是把神放在我们和我们的问题之间。
Faith is not only speaking to God about your problems, but speaking to your problems about God.
因为信心呢, 并不是只是跟神诉说我们的问题, 乃是跟我们的问题诉说我们的神是多伟大。
First, speak to God about your problems.
首先先跟向神说, 陈述你的问题。
Then, after that, speak to your problems about God.
后来你就要对着你的问题来宣讲神。
What is your problem?
你的问题是什么?
Speak to your problems.
对着你的问题诉说神。
God is my shepherd.
神是我的牧者。
He will strengthen me.
他一定会加添我力量。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
We'll finish with just one more thought.
我们再来讲一点, 就结束。
Was it two Sundays ago? It was Mom's Day. Right, Mom's Day.
什么时候是两个星期日以前是母亲节？
So I wrote this little poem, a little thing in my Facebook. Why mom's body will break down when she gets old.
所以我在 Facebook 这里写了一个小小的诗，就说为什么当母亲们在年纪大的时候会衰弱呢？
Womb.
子宫。
子宫。
子宫,
for carrying you in the deepest part of your herself for months.
就是母亲带着你在她的最深之处好几个月。
Are you married?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Okay. Her breast.
母亲的胸,
losing large portion of her body fluid, feeding you for months.
为着你是婴儿, 好几个月来用母奶来喂养你。
Arms.
母亲的膀,
carrying you for day and night for years. She could not say no every time you cried or demanded to be held.
好几年, 天天的来抱你, 因为你一直要她抱。
Legs.
妈妈们的脚,
number of times she went to groceries and carrying them to have arthritis.
对啊, sorry. To have what?
Number of times she went to grocery and have sickness in her legs.
Oh, 就是不停的去买菜，为我们买菜。
Lips.
妈妈的嘴唇。
Repeating things like, did you eat? Study. Eat your vegetables.
不停的向我们说，你吃饭了吗? 你读书了吗? 这青菜水果要多吃。
Stomach.
妈妈的胃。
For eating too little because you wanted more, and eating too much because she had to eat your leftover.
因为妈妈吃太少了，因为你要吃很多， 或者是吃太多了，因为你吃不下了，她帮你吃。
Eyes.
妈妈的眼睛。
For her tears will wear down her eyelids because of your sadness and joy, and presence and absence were cause of her ceaseless tears.
因着你 所遇到的困难，因着你所得到的喜乐， 他为你一直流泪。
Eyes again.
同样是眼睛，
for
妈妈的眼睛。
Blocking her vision.
因着挡住了她的视线。
You were always in front of her ever since you were born.
因为你自从生下来， 你就一直在她的面前， 永不离开她的视线。
You're never out of her sight.
你永远不会离开她的视线。
Her heart.
妈妈的心。
For missing you.
因着思念你,
for always wanting more of your love.
因为一直想要有更多你的爱。
And our God is like this.
我们的神就是如此的对我们。
The closest thing that shows us is the love of a mother.
能够向我们显明, 最, 在世上的事情是妈妈的爱, 最能向我们显明神的爱。
But our great shepherd Jesus Christ died on the cross in our behalf.
我们的大牧者耶稣基督为着我们而死在十字架上。
He will be your shepherd forever.
并且他会做你的牧者直到永永远远。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Let's pray to the Lord for about a minute.
让我们大概向神祷告一分钟。
We are going through different kinds of problems in our lives.
在生命中，我们经历不同的问题。
But that your problem is not your destination, but only a path.
但是你的问题并不是你生命的终点，只是一条道路。
Through.
行过。
Not to, but through.
并不是行至死因的幽谷，是行过死因的幽谷。
You will pass through the valleys of shadow of death.
你一定会经过的是死因幽谷。
So that you'll be led to the green pastures of His presence.
所以你经过后才会进到那像青草地上般的神的同在。
Believe in your thoughts.
相信你的思想。
God, you are my shepherd.
在你的思想里面相信神，你是我的牧人。
So that you would overflow.
所以你会让我
Tell others.
满意，告诉别人。
He is our shepherd.
神他是我们的牧人。
So let's pray to the Lord for a minute.
让我们来向神祷告一下子。
Lord, thank you for being our shepherd.
主啊，感谢你做我们的牧者。
Teach us.
教导我们。
So that we will not be led astray.
使我们才不会误入歧途。
We will always follow you.
我们总要跟随你。
As we deny ourselves and carry the crosses to follow you.
当我们背起十字架，我们舍己来跟随你。
Even though we may be going through the valleys of shadow of death.
虽然我们可能正在经过死因幽谷。
We will fear nothing.
我们不会惧怕任何事。
For you are with us.
因为你与我同在。
Strengthen your people.
求你来加添你的人们力量。
Help them to know they're only going through their problems.
帮助他，让他们知道他们只是正在经历这一段痛苦，不会一直在痛苦。
Strengthen them.
加添他们力量。
So that they will overflow.
所以让他们福杯满溢。
And lead others to yourself.
来带领人家来。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
谢谢主耶稣，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿
门。